Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We had a great show. Magical engineer Frank, he's ready on the board, and I'm ready. We're going to talk about some, first part of the show, we're going to talk about some nanotech with artificial intelligence plugged in and your human brain. So we're going to talk about that and what's coming in the future. It's, well, a lot of it's already here, but kind of give you a bigger picture. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short, and today's devotional puts us in Psalms 34. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Take that to the bank. There'd be words of promise and truth. And seek the Lord's face, because you're living in a time that you're going to want some supernatural help, and you're going to need it. This is This is the opportune moment. Invitation. The Lord as your Savior is going to expire, and then you're going to be wishing you had. So get that Bible out. Seek his face. Pray. Talk with him every day. And find peace and health and prosperity and all those good things. And knowledge beyond all understanding. The world doesn't know, but the Bible is full of wisdom. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, a little bit of combining the neurotechnology that the scientists are working on with your artificial intelligence. Probably thinking, well, that's nothing new, but scientists are a little on edge about this. UNESCO had a conference in Paris, and they're really concerned about the global ethical framework about merging artificial intelligence with technology. And this area is growing so fast that, you know, the governing laws are just outdated. They're not even covering a lot of this. So they're worried that if something's not done, if some things are not in place, artificial intelligence is going to harm people's brain. And we're going to get into that in the first part of the show. We certainly are. All right, next up in the quackery part, let's see. Socialists are warning that civil wars are always preceded by culture wars. This is James Davidson Hunter. He's a sociologist at the University of Virginia's Institute of Advanced Studies and Cultures. He introduced the world to the term culture war. So he says the American political and cultural life is kind of warning that civil wars are always preceded by culture wars. The United States is very close, he says, to breaking apart because of the growth of its current cultural war. And he says, instead of just culture wars, there's now a kind of class culture conflict that has moved to encompass most sectors of American society. He says this is very problematic because this means there are more points of potential conflict for the coming civil war that could be sparked by culture wars. So he says culture wars always precede shooting wars. They don't necessarily lead to a shooting war, but they never have a shooting war without a culture war prior to it, because culture provides the justification for violence. All right, last but not least in the quack report, Amish children don't get cancer, diabetes, or autism, according to a study. Why is that?
This is new research. The Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, Steve Kirsch, founder of Pennsylvania State Senate, is showing that Amish people, 100% unvaccinated, also free of cancer, diabetes, autism, and many other chronic illnesses the fully vaccinated children suffer from. So the Amish population, around 400,000, it's going up, though. Increasingly more people are adopting the Amish way of life, growing clean food, growing some herbs, yay, avoiding big pharma, and, you know, just loving life. So the states with the highest concentration of Amish reside in Pennsylvania, about 90,000, in Ohio, about 82,000, and about 32 different states have Amish communities of different sizes. So since the average Amish family has 7 children, their population numbers are always rising. And since they do not use modern technology or pharmaceuticals or other things that tend to risk our health, the Amish are slowly but surely replacing their go-with-the-flow American counterparts, many of whom are embracing Amish ways of life. So despite rejecting all modern medicine and pharmaceutical drugs and the rest of American people have access to, the Amish are among the healthiest in the nation. Yeah, God-fearing people, too. They read their Bibles. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Oh, kidoki. We're going to be moving along into this nanotech thing. So, nanotech, artificial intelligence, and your human brain. What could possibly go wrong? Well, the field of technology has kind of rippled through the medical science and at an unprecedented pace, actually. So we've heard the reports of brain chip devices to, you know, help with neurological conditions, but that is not all scientists and health professionals are concerned about, so we're going to talk about it. This area, this field of nanotech or neurotech, I should say, neurotechnology, so it's technology and the central nervous system. It's moving along pretty quickly. According to the market publication Barron's, the field of neurotech is developing at warp speed. The advances are literally mind-blowing, but we have to use discernment if the advances will have a dark side to them. So it is how that we use things, like in technology, that can become an albatross around our necks if we're not careful. So helping the blind to see and the paralyzed to walk using technology is a good thing, but reading people's minds and controlling their thoughts and actions is not. So besides the brain chips, they now have brain scans, and we're not talking about CT or MRI scans. The technology has been developed to kind of peek into the human brain with the artificial intelligence. So critics for this kind of tech say there will be no mental privacy is what they're warning us about. So you know the technology is seriously probing when you have the UN Science and Culture Agency at the Paris conference insisting on ethical framework regarding human rights where this technology is concerned. Yes, when technology is far ahead of the current policy and the laws, there can be a real backlog of legislative red tape to get through. Uh-oh, what'd you say, Frank? Frank says, neurotech is the body's electrical system, the tie into AI. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, Frank. Kind of high-strung area. You know, every people think you'd call them high-strung or wired. Well, this gives that a whole new meaning because what we have here is medical technology invading the human nervous system by connecting electronic devices to it. So treating neurological conditions is one thing. But who will oversee artificial intelligence role to not overlap ethical bounds and slide into mind reading? Now, how will 5G affect these people that are implanted with this kind of technology? Well, the algorithms the artificial intelligence is equipped with is a learning platform that even science can't even explain or predict the outcome. So the computers are learning and learning and learning, and it's out of control. It's already out of control. Let me read you a quote from, this is Margiaza, man, I can't even pronounce the last name, Skwiptasini, I guess that's how you pronounce it. She's with the UNESCO, and she's an economist specializing in artificial intelligence, and she says recently neurotechnology has been supercharged by artificial intelligence algorithms which can process and learn from data in ways never before possible. It's like putting neurotech on steroids, end of quote. Well, I don't know. I get the vibe. I get the feeling when I read a lot of these reports that science is like, just plug it in and see what happens, you know, without really worrying about, you know, the fallout. So science is already experimenting with, unfortunately, sometimes the price of exploration and advancements and development can kind of bring an unexpected and unwanted outcome. And some professionals are sounding the alarm. But is anyone in positions to do anything about it listening? Here is a quote from Cabrina Ramos, also with the UNESCO. She's an assistant director general for social and human sciences and also UN Science and Culture Agency at Paris Conference. She said, this convergence of neurotechnology and artificial intelligence has far-reaching and potentially harmful effects. We are on the path to a world in which algorithms will enable us to decode people's mental processes and directly manipulate the human brain, the mechanisms underlying their intentions, emotions, and decisions, end of quote. Imagine that, Frank. You know, what did they used to call this 10 years ago? Remoting, where you can kind of remote into somebody and take control of their body, make them, you know, do whatever you want. Well, what's on your mind is probably not going to be a big secret in the near future. According to the reports, this work to read people's minds has been ongoing, and this research is not just happening in Europe, but also in the United States. Now, it started out using brain MRI scans along with artificial intelligence to gather small components of what people were thinking and then translate them into words. So this type of work was reported in May of 2023. Now, Elon Musk's Neuralink received approval to test brain implants on humans just past May. And according to Musk, he wants humans to be able to compete with artificial intelligence. And this July, they actually started his artificial intelligence company called xAI. Let's read a quote from Audrey Absule, also with UNESCO Director General. She says this, neurotechnology could help solve many health issues, but it could also access and manipulate people's brains, produce information about our identity and our emotions, and it could threaten our rights to human dignity, freedom, and thought and privacy. There is an urgent need to establish a common ethical framework at the international level. Well, I don't know. Scientists don't even have a really great track record, in my opinion, of, you know, sticking to the rules. They look at them as suggestions. They go, well, how is anything to be created in advance if we don't get to do stuff? You know, that's their argument. But, you know, this right here, what we're talking about, is really ripe for the picking. It's really about money. That's what it all comes down to. So money is being poured into this field, and the whole thing is really ripe for abuse. So just think of the big box stores and the tech stores playing with people's thoughts and emotions to get them to purchase their product. Or how about governments? They would love to be able to maneuver their enemies right off a bridge and call it suicide. And, of course, I'm sure the artificial intelligence algorithm can write the suicide note. And politicians would love to influence their constituents and control votes without really direct influence on voting machines. And what about education? Will the children of the future only need to plug their brain into artificial intelligence to get a degree? I'm just thinking outside the box a little bit. Let me read you a few quotes. This is from the Barron's Report, July 2023. It said, investment in neurotech companies increased by 22 times from 2010 to 2020, rising to $33 billion. They go on to say, the number of patients for neurotech devices doubled between 2015 and 2020, with the United States accounting for nearly half of all the patients worldwide. Lastly, they say the neurotech devices market is projected to reach $24.2 billion by 2027. Not too far away. So people say, well, how does this work? Well, according to the publication Be in Crypto, how artificial intelligence can read your brain is sort of like the cryptographers, the code breakers of World War II. So artificial intelligence interprets what you are thinking based on your brain's electrical signals. And there are five types of brain waves that AI can decode. And are you okay with this? Some people may think, hey, this neurotech is amazing stuff. And they may have images in their head of bringing superheroes to life. But what if this thing gets way out of hand and it's forced upon people? Scientists built their own mind-reading device using artificial intelligence technology, algorithms, and a chat box. It was called OpenAI's GPT-1 with a precursor of GPT-4. Yeah. I mean, build your own, I guess. This is a quote from the Be in Crypto article, July 2023. They say, yet the researchers have cautioned that future developments might enable such technologies to bypass the need for voluntary cooperation. Imagine harvesting personal data without consent. Instances are artificial intelligence being used to read and manipulate individuals without informed consent are already a reality. Scary, isn't it? I mean, did you really decide you wanted that chocolate milkshake, or did somebody influence you? I mean, come on. You have to wonder about it. Well, you know, in this kind of crazy mixed up world, I say, you know, put on that whole armor of God. You know what I'm talking about. The helmet of salvation is part of that armor. So we're going to need God's protection moving into the age of anything goes. And you want to trust God, not man. So God created the herbs in the field as medicine for us, and that is what we should do. I do it. I trust in it. I trust Him. So call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog. You can learn how powerful you can be with improving your health using the God-approved medicinals. Mm-hmm. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number, 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You know, sometimes a really great time to refresh your body with some cleanses. You know, get ready for the fall and the winter months. You can strengthen yourself metabolically. You can boost immune support. And you can, you know, remove toxins, which are really stumbling blocks for the body to regenerate and heal itself. So, you have that power right now. God's given it to you and me, and it's up to us to utilize it. Thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're on the website, if you, do the internet, and you want some health information, natural stuff each and every week, they have a couple of newsletters for you, and they're absolutely free. So you go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. You can get a catalog there. Now, a lot of people are a little wondering, because when they order a catalog on the website, then they see they get an email with the catalog download. That's optional. You will get automatically a hard copy mailed to you. So don't fret. If you're old-fashioned like me, you like the hard copy. So that's absolutely on the way as soon as you request a catalog. They do have a little bit of a stipulation there at Apothecary Herbs. It's one catalog per addressed household. So a lot of you out there are so excited, and I get this, that you want, you know, your relatives, your neighbors, your friends to have a catalog, and you want to order, you know, more than one. They would have to, your neighbors, your family, your friends would have to order one directly. So this is how we kind of keep the cost down so everybody can have a catalog. And a lot of times, you know, you think somebody would love a catalog like that, but they're not really all that interested. And then it gets discarded. So we want to make sure they get into the hands of people that will appreciate it and be able to benefit from it. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want a catalog, it's free. The Power Herbs book is there. Now, this book is a download. It is either Kindle, iPad, or PDF, so it's not in hard copy. But it's 400 pages of wonderful things about herbs, herb symptom reference guide in there, how to make your own tinctures, and a lot of other things. So, and you know what the beauty of the herb is it's timeless. So information like that really never goes out of date. They may find new things that the herbs are good for, that they didn't know in the past they were good for, but still, it's some of this empirical history that, it's so rich with, you know, people passing down what works. So thepowerherbs.com gets you a Power Herbs book. It's just $14.99. Sign up for the free newsletters and get empowered. All right, so we got a few minutes. We got a minute before we have to go to a break. And, update on the website. You probably remember I said back in February. I know that way back in February we were saying we're still redoing the website. It's the developers have been kind of on the slow side, so we're kind of put a little fire under them recently. So we're hoping to get this website wrapped up in the next few weeks. There'll be kind of a new navigation going on, but it's not going to be to the point where you're lost. But I think it's going to really help you find things better and condense things information-wise so that you can get the information you need and make, you know, proper decisions that you need to make for yourself. So it's a good idea to refresh websites from time to time and, you know, sort of like, you know, you change out your wallpaper kind of thing. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be able to say, hey, guess what? New website. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out in a few weeks. Also, making sure we have that new updated look, and we'll be good to go. Oh, we got to take a break, but we'll have more on the other side.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is a result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here for the second half of the show. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about a little bit about nerve damage and your immune system, especially these, you know, nerve-wracking times we seem to be in, because we often think about, you know, having to deal with nerve damage. We don't think about it unless actually maybe we had an accident. There's a trauma involved, or maybe a friend or a family member has problems. But nerve damage can happen really at any time. So loud music, exposure to wind disruption, like solar power, wind turbines, these can all damage ear nerves. Dental implants and other things can cause nerve damage. So nerve damage can also be caused by substances and emotional abuse, as well as from prescription meds or vaccinations. So we're going to take a look at what we can check out to see, make sure something doesn't sneak up on us and mess with our nervous system. So let's look at some of the drugs that can damage nerves. So millions of people are taking prescription meds that can cause temporary or even permanent nerve damage. So diabetics are at a high risk of developing nerve damage due to the excessive sugar causing poor circulation to the small capillaries that tend to feed the nerves. So here is really a list, and it's nowhere near complete, of some of the research on your medications, and you want to research them before you use them, that can mess with our nervous system. Anti-alcohol medications. can mess with the nervous system. Anticonvulsants, obviously. Cancer meds and heart and blood pressure meds, especially your vasodilators, your loop diuretics, and your angina pain meds. Chemotherapy drugs are on the list. Infection-fighting drugs like your antibiotics, as well as urinary tract infection meds, skin disease drugs, antibiotics that treat tuberculosis, and skin conditioning meds, as well as aspirin. Who's on an aspirin a day out there? And non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds. So if you are, you know, taking medications which are causing nerve damage, the symptoms you want to look for typically are numbness and or loss of sensation, tingling, abnormal sensations. They typically first occur in hands and feet. Weakness, if you have any, you know, muscle weakness, loss of hearing, loss of bodily function, example, bladder control. So I don't know how many people I've come across over the years. I've had family members even that have been on, you know, blood pressure meds, congestive heart medicine meds, and they're losing their hearing because the drugs are attacking the nerves of the ear. Now, the typical treatment, so the medical establishment, though, is going to prescribe more medications to manage your symptoms from the nerve damage you're getting from the medications you're already on, your pain medicines, your neuropathy drugs, and your antidepressants are pretty much what they go to. And you want to make sure you got great immune system support, because there's a study that was done by Chase Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio. This was October 2017. And they reported that our immune system has a positive role to play with regard to our nerves. So we know that the immune system protects us from infections and then improves, you know, removes the debris once it kills the infectious pathogen. So the research team discovered that the immune system assists in a similar way by helping clear away debris from your nerves to help them regenerate. Now, think about that where it comes to shingles, the zoster virus, for a minute. If your immune system gets weak, that shingles virus can erupt and cause you a lot of problems. So the immune system that, the immune systems, these cells perform a function to help the nerves, and they're called a neutrophilus. So these are the immune system cells called neutrophils. These cells are also used by your immune system to surround your microorganisms and keep them from spreading. So they are also, they show up around your nerves when there is diabetic nerve damage. So diabetics have those. So science thought that these cells were causing the nerve damage, but now they're discovering they're trying to contain, stop the nerve damage and help regenerate your nerves. Now, the research was published in the Journal of Neuroscience on that. So what the research teams are also discovering is that the nerves send out a signal for help to your immune system by producing a stream of molecule signals called CXCL1 and CXCL2. That's what they named it. So these signals engage your neutrophilus cells and leads them to the injured nerve site. So if you have damaged nerves, the nervous system will produce many more times the average amount of these molecule signals, and then it gets the immune system's attention. So it's a white flag. Hello, we're over here. Flare. I'm sending a flare up. Now, once the immune system neutrophilus cells arrive on scene, they engulf the nerves and take away cellular debris, which often is causing the damage. So the immune system clears the area, and the nerve cells can then start to regenerate. So the scientists used this analog. They said it's a cleanup crew. Clears away debris left by, let's say, a tornado, so the area could be rebuilt again. Here is Jan Lindborg, PhD researcher at Chase Western, says, The clearance of the debris after the injury is necessary to allow for effective nerve regeneration. So we have identified the benefit of these immune system cells called neurophilus to facilitate debris removal after an injury, which has been shown to be important in promoting regeneration of even severed nerves. So here are the things that will really slow down your immune system from helping your nervous system out. There's plenty of immune system assassins out there, let's put it that way, that can really derail your immune system function and prevent nerve regeneration. Here's a partial list. And actually, these agents I'm going to list suppress your immune system and attack it. First up on the list is sugar, and then vaccines. Prescription meds, especially antibiotics, is third, and then alcohol is fourth. How many Americans out there are into all four of those? So think about that when these people got the COVID shot and they had all this shaking going on, this neurological shaking they couldn't stop. All right. So there are some herbs, though, that you can use to regenerate with, help your nervous system out. And if you have, let's say, nerve trauma and you want to help the nerves heal and rebuild, you're going to want to make sure your immune system is working well. So there's plenty of immune support herbs out there to help you. I love echinacea root. You can use that for 2 to 3 weeks straight in intervals. Take breaks in between. Astragalus root is another immune support herb. Part of acro inner bark, and also garlic. There you go, Frank. Garlic man out there. Garlic made that list. Great for the nervous system. Now, herbs that also offer some boosting power to the immune herbs are going to be Siberian ginseng, American ginseng, and hot peppers like cayenne, your habanero hot, high Scoville heat unit hot. So those herbs help assist the other herbs work even better. So actually your ginsengs offer a synergistic effect to magnify the power of your other herbs for nerve repair. So a lot of specific herbs, though, more specific herbs for nerve repair. A lot of people utilize St. John's wort, used often for depression, and it can take stress off your nerves without making them sleepy. So St. John's wort. Celery seed prevents nerves from becoming restless and causing pain or spasms. Helps also prevent inflamed nerves. That's celery seed. Lavender's on the list. It reduces nerve pain. Kola nut stimulates nerves and reduces nerve pain. And also coffee bean stimulates nerves and wakes them up if they're sluggish. So you have some tools. God gave us tools. And if you're learning how to use herbs, that's a good thing. So you're going to be professional before you know it. It's not hard. So make sure your immune system's good and strong. It's got good support, got good nutritional support. One of the things that I like to make sure the nervous system has, because nervous system has to have B as in boy, nutrition to run. The myelin sheath that covers your nerves also is made out of B vitamins. So you want to protect that as well. It's a conduit to protect your nerves. One of my favorite natural B sources is large flake nutritional yeast. Not going to give you candida, but it's a B source grown on beetroot. A Red Star is a good brand if you're out there looking. We include it automatically in our plant-based body foundation food mix, which is your kind of your plant vitamin. It's got amino acids and protein and vitamins and minerals. So it's an all-around nice little scoop of that in a smoothie and wonderful for the whole system. But Apothecary Herbs has the body food mix. It has a bunch of stuff. It's got things for cardio, blood sugar, inflammation. You've got a store really at your fingertips. So if you want to check them out at thepowerherbs.com, do so. Give them a call at 866-229-3663 if you want a free catalog. They'll send you that out in the mail. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So it's you and God's herbs. See, that's how it works. Oh, yeah. And you know what, Frank? I find more research I read, especially when they're, you know, trying to figure out what makes that herb do that. It's almost like God's little secret. He's not going to reveal it to them. So, you know, sort of like God's little supernatural power there for everybody to tap into. Hmm. Garlic's one of them, though. I find that it's really a super herb because it's so broad spectrum, helping you with bacteria and viruses and other things. So it's a nice broad spectrum. Well, it's sort of like a herbal antibiotic, if you will, you know, but it doesn't suppress the immune system and it doesn't mess up your gut flora. So I like garlic. All right, we're going to shift gears. We got a few minutes left in this hour, and we're going to be talking about nail fungus because I get calls about this pretty often. 18% of the world population, that's 35 million people, have nail fungus, either on their toes or their hands. Now, if it's on your hands, I see a lot of women get it on their fingernails because they wear those fake nails. They don't let the nail breathe, and they can get a fungus in there. So the medical profession says that as we get older, our risk of getting nail fungus increases. But, you know, there are some things you can do to protect yourself, and we'll get to that in a minute. So by the time you reach 40, though, they're saying 25% of adults have experienced some kind of nail fungus. And over half the senior citizens have nail fungus, they say. So granted, nail fungus isn't, you know, like threatening, but more people are concerned about fungus, and especially toenail fungus. Yeah, I mean, have you seen those commercials where the lady's talking about she's got all these sandals, she lives in South Florida, and she can't wear them because of nail fungus, and they're, and, you know, they're talking about some sort of drug therapy, I think. So what tends to cause the nail fungus problem? Well, understanding a cause really can help us avoid getting fungus and also prevent it from coming back. So fungus likes dark, warm places, which, you know, makes the feet a very prime target in socks and shoes. So frequently, you know, spas are working in places that, you know, create a lot of damp, warm environments and encourages fungus and increases your exposure to getting nail fungus. Also, the unsanitary conditions and unsterilized equipment at pools and locker rooms and beauty parlors and nail salons can always offer a condition where you can pick up some fungus. So the type of shoe that you wear can also play a role in, you know, whether you get nail fungus or not. So select your shoes really carefully. They want to be breathable materials. That's going to be important. I always liked leather shoes. I didn't like the rubbery nylons, but, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from rubber these days because most of the soles are not leather anymore. They're rubber. Now, some medical professionals believe nail fungus can be inherited or attributed to poor nail hygiene. We're going to touch base on that in a minute. So, for instance, if you suffer from an ingrown toenail, this can lead to an accumulation of debris under the nail, and the ingrown nails are very painful, and they can be very hard to take care of and clean. So wearing socks and shoes can help trap a lot of moisture, and it gives fungus a prime, warm, moist environment that it likes to take advantage. And medical professionals also caution us not to share nail grooming tools, emery boards, nail clippers, or nippers. Okay. Now, be aware, if you have ingrown nails and you go to the podiatrist to have it taken care of, I'm partial to this one. Well, what I mean is there's this one procedure that they try to talk people into if they get repeated ingrown toenails. They call it a procedure that will permanently stop the ingrown nail, but they don't tell you all the information. Okay, they don't give you all the details for you to make that wonderful decision. So they'll just say, we're going to just trim this nail back all the way to the cuticle. And right here in the corner, we're going to drop a little bead of acid so that nail won't ever grow and cut into your toe again. So it won't be a problem. What they leave out is that acid can traumatize the nail bed and can open up your risk of getting nail fungus. And you'll have a real tough time getting rid of that. So toenail fungus is your basic fungi microorganism, which is similar to the fungi in mold and in dew. So dermatologists and podiatrists call these particular nail funguses dermatopophytes because it likes to feed on the keratin, the protein in your nail. So the way the dermatophytes survive is similar to a tapeworm, which robs the host of nutrition and starves it. So in the case of nail fungus, it starves your toenails of protein. When the nails are robbed of protein, they become dry, soft, sometimes thick and brittle. So they may turn the nail dark. If the fungus reaches nail bed, that's what can happen. It can turn brown or gray or even black. The nail may fall off at that point. Initially, the nail will grow back, but it'll grow back thick and irregular and very brittle. So the nail may also rise up off the skin of the toe, but it will stay attached only at the base of the nail bed. So when you hit or bump it, it's going to produce a lot of discomfort. And it may even cause the nail to bleed at the base. And most people feel that nails attacked by fungus are, unsightly and embarrassing. Don't want to wear open-toed shoes and sandals. Now, for this reason, a lot of people elect to get their nail fungus treated with a lot of advertised prescription drugs, and please do your homework on those. Now, certain individuals may be more susceptible to contracting nail fungus, like people that are athletes, those with poor circulation or diabetes, HIV or AIDS, maybe people with autoimmune diseases, which have compromised immune systems. So the toes that are most affected and the first to show signs of fungus are going to be your big and your little toe, because they are usually in contact or they rub on your shoe. So prescription medicines can clear away the initial infection, but there is this tendency of it returning. And therefore, the immune system plays a vital role in helping to prevent nail fungus, and some of these drugs don't help you out that way. So there are also a wide range of treatments out there available, like over-the-counter remedies, drugs, natural products. And you should also weigh the pros and cons on each of those. I know there's laser treatments at the podiatrist, but they also have some very strong prescription drugs that don't do any favors to your liver. So look at those carefully if you're advised to use it. And, basically you should, be aware that, treating nail fungus can be not a very fast process. It's going to be a slow process. Toenails grow slowly. It takes a whole year for a new nail to come in. And I have found the major difference between home remedies and prescribed medicines for treating fungus, nail fungus, is the time and the risk involved. Where home remedies don't really have the risk, but they take a year of consistent application to produce results, and people get tired of putting it on. In contrast, pharmaceutical drugs, they may work faster, but they offer a high risk to your liver health. You kind of need your liver. Can't go walking around this earth without one. So then you have to decide, if you're only listening to your allopathic doctor, do I need a liver or do I need a nice looking toenail? So if you go to your doctor and most people have, the nail removed. So if you go to your podiatrist, they'll remove the nail. Or they'll file it down or trim it for you. Your physician may do that chemical treatment that we talked about. And if the fungus is not severe and it's limited to a small area, you may even be given a topical medicine to apply a couple times a week. Dozens of prescriptions that doctors give you, none of them seem to do much. And the topical treatments can only penetrate or kill superficial fungus. Now, for severe toenail fungus, your doctor will recommend oral medications. It's called Sporinox or Limisil, and possibly in conjunction with maybe a topical treatment. So the oral drugs are taken for 3 months, and it works through your blood system. So there are kind of side effects and some serious ones. So you want to do your homework on that. Now, the Sporinex has been known to cause irreversible hepatitis or complete liver failure, so know that. Modern medicine explains that the reason for the liver failure is not understood. I bet they understood in the clinical trial, but just left it out the report. So under no circumstances should anyone with liver or heart conditions take stuff like that. No antifungals. So these drugs are so toxic, the liver tests are given frequently to keep a check on your liver enzymes, see if it's not dead. Some common side effects of the oral antifungal are things like nausea, stomach pain, vomiting, fever, chills, feeling tired, vision changes, bleeding, dark urine, which is a liver issue, red flag, yellowing of the eyes and skins, definitely liver, and dizziness, itching, swelling, rash, and trouble breathing. So there's your list of side effects taking the antifungals by mouth. Some of the folk remedies down the years, soak your feet in vinegar, and some other things, Listerine, I've heard that people put on Listerine or Vaseline, can take a while, 8 to 12 months, but most people don't hang with it. If you're looking for an option, you may want to look at the nail fungus formula the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. There'll be information there on the website, thepowerherbs.com, or if you need to call and ask, do so at 866-229-3663. It's a liquid, which I like because you can get it underneath the toenail. Uh-huh. So you can, after a bath or shower when the skin is nice and moist, nail is nice and moist, you want to take a blow dryer and blow the toe dry, and if the air gets up under the toe, great. And then you apply the product, and then let the toe air dry if you can before you put on footwear, or you can blow dry it some more to dry it. So check that out. Very inexpensive and seems to work okay. But read, and if you have questions, give us a call at 866-229-3663. thepowerherbs.com. And I see I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.